We're glad this weekend to have our Mark Fogarty and Mark Baker with us. And I've asked Mark to come and share a little bit his way in the way of testimony with us this morning. Said he doesn't know what he's going to say, but we'll see what happens when he gets up here. Mark and I have been friends for a number of years. In fact, I first met Mark when he was 7 years old. And his mother used to send him out to hang around with me. Was that wise or what? Come right up here, Mark. Mark's just going to share a little bit with us about where the Lord has him right now. So,
yeah, it's, goodness, 30 years. And it's really strange because he's 50 and I'm only, what am I, 23? No. Our journeys and life have actually been somewhat mirrored. It's kind of strange, actually. And we've had a lot of common denominators in our lives, from ministry to where God has led us elsewhere and then back. And it's been very interesting. So we've got lots in common. But yeah, it's been neat. I know it was his 50th birthday. I mean, congratulations. You don't look a day over 58. No, it's the other way. 48. Let's go with that. So it's been neat. And let me say as well that it's always just a blast for me to come back here. And I said to Jeff, I said, why would you ask me to give my testimony? Most of the people here know me, you know. 85% of them know me. He said, well, there's 15% that don't. And I said, oh, all right, fair enough. So I obviously agreed because he said so. So here I am. But it's always fun to come back. And it's interesting being back. I mean, Mark pastored here years ago. I actually didn't, but bizarrely enough, spent a ton of time over here and at the camp and had interaction with so many of you, and they just can't get rid of us. We just keep coming back. And that's a great privilege. And so I'm excited to be here. But let me add, I'm actually somewhat nervous to give my testimony. I don't get nervous very often. I'm actually physically a little shaky, bizarrely enough. Usually I'm talking about everyone else or other things, and I don't necessarily like to talk about myself unless I'm, you know, one-on-one with somebody maybe. And so it's I'm a little nervous with testimonies. And I think nervous with testimonies because I think sometimes when testimonies are shared, there often is a huge amount of enthusiasm with that testimony that almost has a sense of completion with it. And I think I'm fearful because some of my testimony necessarily I'm not all that enthused about. And I know it's not done. And I'm far from getting anywhere. And so I feel like, what do I say? But a testimony obviously has some parts to it. And, you know, there's the salvation part, obviously. That is crucially important. And, you know, God, at a young age, saw fit, for whatever reason, to allow me the privilege to learn to know of Jesus very young. It started young. My family was a Christian family. And, you know, so awareness of Jesus and all that he had done was common. And so I think for me it was a privilege of knowing as I went along in life. It wasn't foreign to me. I didn't one day someone tell me about it. Obviously it was told, but it was a really gradual understanding. And when I was young, you know, made that decision and profession of faith, and without a whole lot of understanding, but knew what the gospel meant. And so at a young age, you know, embraced Jesus in that, which I knew what he did on the cross for me. And so I was very fortunate. And a testimony is not so much about me as it is what God has done and where he has taken my path and my journey. And the same thing he's doing for yours. And so for me, it was young. I was a child. And thankfully, I had a Christian family. At a young age, before I get to that, it's also about salvation, and I'm incredibly grateful for that, because that relationship with Jesus, mine and you, has gone like this. I'm not going to lie. There's been times it's been great, and times I'm thinking, what in the world? But overall of it, God has been incredibly gracious, and I've seen evidences of that. And so there's what he has done and through salvation and entering into his family and being a part of it. There's also what he's allowed in our lives in our faith journey, and that is what he has allowed, what we perceive to be good and bad, the things that he allows in our lives for whatever reason. And, you know, my life is carried through by many things, that we all learn and we all have these experiences and things that shape us. And when I was very young, when I was 6 years old, my dad went to be with the Lord. And I think that's why I was nervous. I don't like this. I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now. Part of things what God has done, when I was very young, 6 years old, my brother was 11, our dad passed away and of cancer. And that was a learned thing that we grew through and I grew through. It was something that was life-shaping, but yet in the difficulties of that and other things in life, the grace of God is huge. And even when we don't get it, I will say, and even currently in life, as I learn, God continues to show himself. And a lot of times our testimonies consist of salvation. So many times we hear that, what God did. And I think the challenge for all of us is, what is God continuing to do? My hope is that you're still seeing his hand in your life. And I think when we enter into, through salvation, the body of Christ, we then have the privilege to see God doing things and see his hand moving in our lives. There are things that we sometimes don't understand. So things that he allows, things that he does, there's the blessings that he does. And thankfully, in my life, which are credit to God, ultimately, I had the privilege to have different people cross my path. People like Jeff, when I was a rug rat, you know, following him around the barn when he probably wanted, you know, yeah. Stop following me around, you know. God gave me people to follow and to toddle along behind right up into my teen years and into my early 20s, people to have influence. And I'm so grateful to God. And those are things that he did. Those are things and ways that he showed himself in my life. And along that journey is dependency. It's growth. The relationship grows. And I have grown, certainly. I've learned a lot of things. I also have, along the way, learned, and I think this is important in my testimony, is that through those times, I've actually learned how rotten I can actually be. How and where my mind can go in life. And I think why we so desperately, I heard someone say, when we realize how rotten we can be, we realize why we need a physician, a supernatural physician in Christ. And, you know, so the downtimes when we see these things aren't always bad. We learn through them. And I think for me, that actually enhanced my relationship with God. It actually grew it because I realized how desperate I can be, but also then how much I needed him to be involved. There needed to be a trust factor that I just had to have and consciously make that decision to trust. And so God has shaped through our lives and he's blessed me with an incredible family whom many of you know, haven't seen for some time. And I ran into somebody here in town yesterday. It was great. Hadn't seen them for a while. And they're like, you have four kids? I'm like, yeah, I know. Crazy, eh? but a great family. Just a fantastic family and great kids And I do wish they were here. Some of you said, we wish you'd seen your family. I know what you're really saying. Really. We don't, you know, you're not all that. We don't want to really see you. They're much better. I know. It's okay. I can accept the truth. But a great family. And let me, in regards to what God does in our lives, and seeing him move, seeing his hand, that is one of them for me. And my family is one of the things that it is the only thing really that I would do just put anything for. And to see God working in their lives. Here's the neat thing about my testimony is that the things that God has brought into my life now as a dad and as a husband, we've been able to, my wife and I, consciously bring our kids along and allow them to see it too. And we're certainly not perfect. We have our faults. But allow them to see what God's doing as well. And, you know, a few years ago, I was let go from the church that I left here to go to at Stone Ridge just because of some, you know, financial difficulties and such. And that was incredibly devastating. That was a tough one. And it just rocked our world, mostly because I believed something about God primarily that I thought, well, you know, this is it, and I believed certain things about it, and all of a sudden I was asked to not do what I believe God called me to do. Anyways, you get into that, but that's just a mess. Again, as our therapist here, you know, and that was devastating. But our testimony, I hope for you too, is that in those things, even though it's topsy-turvy, and it was for me, and I'm so grateful for it, is that God showed himself in these little pockets. And it was very clear and evident. And he looked after our family. And we had the opportunity, as crazy as it was, to say to our kids, this truly, God did this. And he allowed it all. And he's showing himself continued throughout. And that's exciting to me. And he's still teaching me. Life has changed again for me. And, you know, I've been in ministry, and then I was, like Jeff, I was actually back at the church for a period of time, and then just felt it was time to move on from that role, moved on from that, and now I'm working on my own, run my own painting business. I have for, you know, a couple of years now, and tried juggling both, and it's been a real interesting journey of what are you doing? And I'll say this in the last part of my testimony, and I know this isn't real deep stuff or anything, but this is what God has been doing with me. And I was faced with a challenge not that long ago, and I don't take time, sorry. You still wearing that? Oh, you're killing me. I was challenged with something. I heard somebody speak on forgiveness. They were talking about forgiving others. And it was right around the time some things happened for me. And something hit me as that person was talking about forgiveness in church. And they said about forgiving others and the need to forgive others and the need to offer it and receive it and all those wonderful things. But something struck me about my life and my journey. Is that forgiving people wasn't so hard because they're human. And they make mistakes. Sometimes I perceive them to be mistakes. Here's where God is desperately teaching me. And I don't even know if it's possible. And I sat with someone and asked this question. I said, you know, we forgive others. But what if I can't forgive God? And it struck me. I thought, I need to be able to do this. And I don't even know if you can do that, really. I'll be honest. Do we forgive God for stuff? I have no idea. But if he allowed it, do I do that? Can I do that? And I don't know if there's an answer to it, to be quite frank. I haven't discovered it yet. And I think that's why I was nervous to get up here and talk, because I don't have that figured out yet. I'm still actually going, okay, what do I do with this? And I just hope and know that God will, he'll do what he's going to do with it. And if that's a possibility, that's true. And if not, well, then I move forward. But he's still teaching me a lot of things, I'll tell you. And there are days we all wonder what's going on. But over it all, let me reemphasize, there's no question in my mind, none, that through periods of time, through my faith journey, I know God's always there, but it has been so clear. He's like, here I am, here I am, here I am. And that brings a peace that you just can't get anywhere else. And so, you know, I didn't get into detail of a lot of different things, but I think it's more of a snapshot of, you know, where I came from. God saved me. He brought me into his family. I'm so thankful for it. And he's allowed and worked and shaped, and he's still doing that, right? None of us have arrived there. And so hopefully it encourages you that God is doing great things, and we can be excited about it. And we don't have to have it all quite tucked together, right? And so that really, and without timelines, is my testimony of God. And I point to God for all of those things and give him credit. And I am grateful for the things that he's done in our lives and how he has drawn me and this crazy journey he's thrown me in, which is really crazy sometimes. But I'm thankful for it, because it's unlike anything else. And so that's it. I don't know. What else? Is that okay? Is that all right with you?
Right on.